Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
Welcome in bowl preview number 2 from Winning Cures Everything. I'm Gary.
And I'm Chris.
And we have got a lot to break down here. We're doing December 21st all the way through the beginning of Friday, December 27th. We got 7 bowl games to discuss. So we will get to that shortly, but let me first go on and tell you, go check out winningcureseverything.com. All of our picks, previews, podcasts, videos, social media platforms. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on YouTube. If you're watching over at YouTube, make sure you hit the like and subscribe button and leave some comments for us. We would love to hear your opinions on these bowl games. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure you leave a nice 5-star review, written preferably, please. We do appreciate that. That kind of stuff helps with the Apple algorithms and whatnot. So definitely go and check that out. TunicaTravel.com is the website to find more information about Tunica, Mississippi. They are the South's premier sports gambling destination. They got 6 incredible sports books. They got amazing golf courses whenever it warms up, of course. They have got amazing comedy shows, concerts. I mean, Chevelle was just through there. Like, if you like rock and roll, they were down at the Horseshoe. They've got, what's the guy's name? Joe Coy?
Joe Coy coming in February.
Yeah, I mean, they got good stuff. So you can find all of this stuff over at TunicaTravel.com. We are also brought to you by Smack Apparel. SmackApparel.com is the website. They got awesome gear from your favorite teams, pro and college. Go find out more information on them at SmackApparel.com. Use the promo code WIN, that's W-I-N. It's going to get you 20% off, regardless of how big your order is. And if it's over $40, hey, they're going to hook you up. They're going to give you free shipping. So check it out, smackapparel.com. I guarantee you're going to find something you like over there. Let's roll in to bowl preview number 2. First game up, the Las Vegas Bowl. Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl. This is 6:30 p.m. on ABC. It's from Las Vegas, obviously. It is Chris Peterson's last game. And it's against
his old team.
His old team. Washington against Boise State. This is a fantastic matchup that I did not think that we were going to get to see. But Washington went 7-5 this year. Boise State went 12-1. How crazy is that? Boise State, 12-1. If you got Memphis beat, you had a shot at going to the Cotton Bowl.
That's right.
And instead, you end up in the Las Vegas Bowl.
Correct.
So I wonder if that's like a motivation thing. If that could be an issue, I don't think it will be. But 4 of Washington's 5 losses this year were by 6 points or less. And the Washington kicker, Peyton Henry, has only missed 2 kicks all year.
That's right.
This line is 3.5 right now. The total is 50. Washington, of course, going to be without offensive lineman Trey Adams and tight end Hunter Bryant. They are both sitting out to prep for the NFL. I think that these are two coaches that know each other insanely well. And I think that they are both offensive guys.
Yes.
And they are going to want to show out. Like, I'm sure that Brian Harsin would love for Chris Peterson to go out a winner. Right. Obviously, because everybody, but that doesn't mean he's going to throw this game.
No.
You go and look at these stats. These two teams are very, very similar. Neither of them are very good at running the football, at least on a per attempt basis. Boise is number 61 and Washington number 76 in rushing yards per attempt. Both of them, pretty good rushing defense. Neither of them real good at throwing the ball, especially Boise right now when they're on like their third string quarterback. That's kind of an issue. I think this is going to be a very tight football game. 3.5. Give me those points. I'm going to take Boise plus 3.5 here. I think this is a field goal game either way. If Washington wins by a field goal, which I feel like that's what they will do, I think that half point right there will save me. So I'm going to take Boise plus 3.5. I'm going over the 50.
We see this game almost exactly. Wouldn't surprise me if Boise wins this game.
I agree with you.
It just absolutely would not surprise me. They are both going over under on trick plays in this game.
Oh, it'll be crazy.
I'm going to bet Peterson's going to say I'm we're moving on. I'm at least not coaching next year, and I'm going to empty the playbook. I've got things that I've drawn up that we've never done, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. But I also think Boise says, hey, we're going to do a little bit of this ourselves.
Yeah.
And I with you. I like the over, and I like Boise because I think Boise has a chance to win this game.
Yeah. If you're giving me a head start here.
Yes.
I'm a roll with Boise.
I don't know that I get the better quarterback with Boise.
Even a third string? I mean, come on, man.
I don't know, man.
Jacob Eason is still good. He just sometimes makes really boneheaded decisions.
But Boise doesn't seem to do that.
No, I agree, because I don't think they give him the opportunity to. If Harsin tries to empty the playbook, then we could be in trouble. But he could empty the playbook from a running perspective.
Yeah. Oh, you can run a lot of gadget plays that don't put your quarterback in trouble at all.
Yeah.
I mean, other people could be throwing the football.
Yeah, I agree. It could be interesting.
Any chance the game is on the line, he tries to beat him with the hook and lateral. The same hook and lateral that he ran against Oklahoma. His most famous hook and lateral.
Was Harsin like the OC at that point?
I don't know if he was there or not, but he knows that Peterson ran it. If I'm Harsin, I am using all his own tricks against him.
That'd be hilarious.
I absolutely would. Well, it's a bowl game. Who cares? I mean, and you're the little team.
I mean, you got a point.
I mean, you're the Mountain West team against the Big Pac-12.
Now you got a valid point.
They wouldn't let you in the Pac-12. They're scared.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Last game on Saturday night. Saturday, December 21st, 8 p.m. Central Time, ESPN from New Orleans, Louisiana. Sean Clark and Bill Clark. We got a battle of Clarks here. App State and UAB.
That's a storyline.
it's a Clark battle. I love it. Look,
my
App State.
Nice Clark.
App State is 12-1. Had they not lost to Georgia Southern, they would likely be in the New Year's Six. They would be in the Cotton Bowl.
Undefeated.
Yeah.
That would be really hard to pass them up.
And now their coach is gone, and now who knows what their motivation is going to be because, like, rather than playing in the Cotton Bowl, they're playing in the New Orleans Bowl against UAB, who just got smoked 49-6.
Correct.
Right? So it's a little nuts. It's a little bit of a strange matchup because you would like to see App State against, like, Boise. That'd be fun to watch, right? Now, Boise's got a fun matchup against Washington.
Correct.
But, like, you would like to see something like that. You'd like to see better teams against each other. I don't think App State is going to have an issue with motivation here.
I don't either.
The reason being, you got a chance to go 13-1.
That's right.
That is insane.
That's a hell of a season for anybody.
Most certainly. Turnover margin here, App State is way, way up on UAB. App State averages getting a turnover every game, like plus one every game. UAB, negative 0.38 per game. So that's not good. You look at the offensive numbers here. Like, UAB is number 27 in the country in offensive passing yards per attempt. Even still, App State's defense is number 15 in the country against that. So the one thing that UAB does well, App State is built to defend it. And that's kind of a problem. App State does everything else fantastic. Just fantastic. UAB's defensive numbers, look great. They look absolutely great. But their 9 wins this year have come against a combined 29-78 record from their opponents.
Yeah, it's tough.
It drops to 20-75 if you take out Louisiana Tech, whose quarterback and star wide receiver were both suspended for the game.
Yeah, both missed the game.
UAB overperformed their roster this season.
I agree.
I'm rolling App State minus 17 here. I'm going under 48, which is tough to do, right? Like, if you're going under 48 and you still think the favorite's going to cover by 17, my problem is I think UAB might score 7 points. I don't think that they can score on App State. Like, the players love Sean Clark.
This is...
It's part of the reason why he got the job.
Okay. Like, no, all right. I kind of was with you. No, I'm not.
Okay.
It's just too much disrespect for a great man and a great coach who's had 2 weeks to prepare for this game. Bill Clark is an exceptional, exceptional man.
Yeah.
Fantastic coach.
I never said anything.
He's going to play this thing close to the vest. It's going to go under, and you're going to take the dog. Give me all those 17 points.
Okay. UAB plus 17 it is, and we're both going under the 48 there. Let's move on. We are skipping Sunday because we got NFL and whatnot, which obviously there's NFL on Saturday as well, but full slate of NFL on Sunday, so now we're moving to Monday. The Gasparilla Bowl. Monday, December 23rd, this is the Bad Boy Mowers, which is still one of my favorite bowl sponsors ever. You agree with this?
Okay.
You like them? You got a Bad Boy mower?
No, I don't have a Bad Boy.
You know those things cost like
$30,000?
Yeah, they start at like $6,000 for the cheap end.
Yeah.
$6,000 for a lawnmower.
Costs like your car.
So this is on Monday. It's at 1:30 p.m. on ESPN in Tampa, Florida. Josh Heupel, UCF, and Doc Holliday, Marshall, the Thundering Herd. UCF did not have a great year.
No, but they lost to good teams.
I don't know that I would call Tulsa a good team. I understand they lost some very close games, and they blew out everybody else, right? I'm with you. UCF's offensive coordinator, Jeff Lebby, hired by Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss.
That's right.
Marshall, head coach Doc Holliday, is 6-0 straight up and against the spread in bowl games. I don't think they've had to play anybody like UCF.
I was just about to say that.
It's a slightly fine. Different thing there.
Yes.
UCF 2-5 against the spread with 2 straight up losses in their last 7 as a 10 plus point favorite. That is not a good number. This season has not gone the way that they expected it to.
Well, no.
My biggest thing about this game, right, that you can look at all these numbers. The line is 17.5. The total is 61.5. You look at UCF, they're number 9 in offensive yards per play. They're number 7 in defensive yards per play. They're number 6 in offensive points per game. They're number 39 in defensive points per game. Everywhere across the board, they are better than Marshall, right? Again, what bowl you end up in, sometimes a motivation problem, right? Who you're playing against, sometimes a motivation problem. Marshall has 32 players on their 85-man roster from Florida. They are going to be fired up to be going home, to play in their home state, to play against UCF, a team that is favored over them by 17.5 points. You know which way I'm leaning, don't you?
I know.
I'm taking the Herd, man.
Okay.
Plus 17.5 here. I'm going under the 61.5. I think that they are able to slow down that freshman quarterback. I think that Marshall finds a way. I don't think they're going to win the game necessarily. I think this is a lot closer than people think it's going to be. Everybody just assumes UCF is going to roll over them. When you don't want to be somewhere, it shows. And I think UCF does not want to be in this bowl game. It's only an hour away in Tampa. Like, they don't give a crap about this game. Marshall, however, does. And I think they are going to show up for this one. Marshall plus 17.5 and the under 61.5.
I'm going to take UCF. They are better at every aspect of the game. They just are.
You going over or under?
Trying to think of what I think the score is going to be. I think it's still going to go under.
Under? Okay, under 60.
Still going to go under.
Okay. So you're expecting a blowout, but...
Yeah.
But that way, Marshall basically just doesn't score much.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I can see it.
17 to, 30 ball game.
17 to 30 wouldn't score or wouldn't cover the 17 and a half.
17 to 35.
38 to 17. That'd be 55. Gotcha. Yeah, that'd be under. Okay, I'm with you. Let's roll on. Next one up. Let's see. Oh, we're moving to Christmas Eve now. The SoFi Hawaii Bowl. I hope I said that name right.
Yeah, you did.
So that's what the new stadium is going to be in Inglewood, right? Yep. So for the Rams and whatever else. The SoFi Hawaii Bowl, 7 p.m. ESPN on Christmas Eve. It's from Honolulu, Hawaii, which gets us back to the Hawaii Bowl on Christmas Eve. Thank the Lord, because that was like a tradition at my place. Like, was it the same with you?
No.
You didn't have the game on in the background?
I don't have a lot of say on Christmas time.
I can understand it. But now, at Christmas Eve, we spend at my parents' house.
Well, yeah.
My dad has all the say on the TV.
So you have a father.
That's a good point. That kind of changes things.
I don't have that.
Kind of changes things.
I don't have a man that gets to make any decisions in my life.
You are welcome at my family Christmas if you would like to come over and watch the ball game.
I'm going
to
be busy. I'm going to be a little busy, but that's fine.
Kalani Sitake and his BYU Cougars visit Nick Rolovich and the Hawaii Warriors. Now, Rolovich has been a lot of fun this year. They're 9-5. They won their division of the Mountain West. BYU, 7-5. They had to fight through some injuries and whatnot.
That's right.
Lost the last game of the year against San Diego State. Only put up 3 points against San Diego State.
Yeah, San Diego State's defense is good. 3 points is kind of an embarrassment,
though. A little bit. BYU, 0-4 against the spread their last four.
Yeah.
Did not look good. But I will say this. Both of these teams, 1-3 in unders. Like they, so one over, three unders in their last four games. That was kind of surprising to me from Hawaii. People kind of figured out their defense. I mean, their offense.
Yeah, really well-coached teams did.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think BYU's that?
I think BYU is pretty well-coached.
Okay.
I think this is a pretty good football team.
Okay, I don't think well-coached teams score 3 points. But okay.
The line is 2.
Yep.
BYU favored by 2. It opened as a pick 'em. The opening line opened up 63 for the total. It is now at 64. Now, obviously, Hawaii's offensive numbers, way, way up there. Number 12 in yards per play, number 107 in defensive yards per play.
That's right.
BYU a little more middle of the road, number 39 in yards per play, number 56.
Not great either, but not terrible either.
Exactly. Yeah. I will say this. Cole McDonald, in his last 6 games, only had 6 touchdown passes. 3 of those were against Army.
I was just about to say, he played some better competition at the end of the year defensively, though.
Yeah, San Diego State, Boise State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like he was playing schlubs.
Agreed.
Nobody scored a lot against San Diego State. Agreed. In the Mountain West, nobody scored a lot against Boise State.
No, that's true. That's true. However, one thing that Cole does like to do is throw interceptions.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
BYU,
he's going to let it rip.
BYU is number 8 in the country with 15 interceptions. BYU has beaten Hawaii the last 2 seasons by 10-plus points each time. Doesn't matter if it's on the island.
No, they get a lot of guys from the island. They're very comfortable playing there.
Oh, yeah. They,
they recruit there.
They are a significantly more physical team than Hawaii.
Yes.
I like BYU here.
Totally
minus
different styles of football.
I like the under 64. I like BYU minus 2 here. I think they dominate this game physically. I think they keep the football away from Hawaii.
I'm going with my boy.
You going Rolovich, huh?
Rolovich. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. He's on the island.
He's at home on Christmas Eve.
He's just going to be looking cool. He's going to have sunglasses on. He's just, yeah.
You rolling over or under?
Oh, God. I'll go over. I think BYU is still going to score. I mean, obviously, Hawaii's not going to shut anybody out.
No, not at all.
I want a high-scoring game.
No, that makes sense.
And, yeah, you're right. They're going to the ball won't hit the ground a lot when Hawaii's on offense.
Now, you are right about that.
Somebody's catching it.
You are right about that. Let's see. Let's move on to Thursday, right after Christmas. December 26th, we got the Walk-Ons Independence Bowl. This is down in your neck of the woods.
Shreveport,
Louisiana. 3 p.m. on ESPN, 3 p.m. Central. You got Louisiana Tech with Skip Holtz and Manny Diaz's Miami Hurricanes, who found a way to scrape them way, like their way into a bowl game at 6-6.
You
want to
talk about a team that does not want to be at this bowl game. Miami is going to Shreveport.
Motivation might be a factor here, just a little bit.
God.
Miami defensive end Trayvon Hill and defensive lineman Jonathan Gervin are both sitting out this game. So
that's it.
That could be a problem. Both of them getting ready for the NFL, obviously. Miami 3-6 against the spread as a favorite this year.
I'm surprised there aren't guys that are projected to go in next year's NFL draft that aren't going to play in this game. I think I got a hammy, coach.
Like, I really don't want to. I don't want to do this.
I got a hammy. I got the trot. Sorry, I can't go.
Opened at Miami -8. Dropped to Miami -6.
That's probably smart. I'm going to bet that's a lot of sharp money.
The
saying, you gave me more than a touchdown, you fool.
The opening line was 49.5. That has creeped up to 50 here.
Yeah.
Louisiana Tech, of course, they're getting their quarterback back. Correct. He played in the last game. He was suspended for, I think, two games.
Yeah, I was going to say he missed two games.
And the wide receiver is going to be back, et cetera. So they are going to be back, and they were, I mean, they went 0-2 without those guys, but they were 9-1 with them. Like, this team is good.
This is a good football team.
Yeah. Their only loss was at Texas.
Beating a team like Miami changes a program like Louisiana Tech.
Yeah.
It just does.
Absolutely.
And Miami does not want to be there. I mean, Manny Diaz isn't going to want to be there.
Well, let's just look at Miami as a football program.
Okay.
They have lost 8 of their last 9 bowl games, and that is under 5 different coaches.
That kind of, all those numbers make sense. If you just pulled somebody out and said, I'm going to read you this stat, everyone would say, yeah, that kind of hits all the boxes, doesn't it?
Now, on the other side, Louisiana Tech has won 5 straight bowl games.
Yeah, that didn't surprise me either.
They
well-coached team that's going to be motivated to play in any bowl.
Oh, and bowl. Louisiana Tech sitting at 9-3, they'll be playing for that 10th win.
That's
kind of a big deal. That'll be the first time in program history they have hit 10 wins.
That's right.
Which was very surprising to me, by the way.
Yeah, they're a really good team. But, I mean, they always play a kind of a tough non-conference schedule.
Yeah.
And then they also, they're in a tough division. I mean, they.
Yeah, in Conference USA. Yeah, they.
It's not easy.
Now, this year, a little easier than usual.
But it's top heavy.
Definitely top heavy.
So, it's hard to get. I mean, you don't play 10. If you only play 12 games.
Yep.
All right. And 2 of those non-cons are against Power 5 usually, you're getting a chick. And then you've got 2 or 3 other teams at the top of the heap.
Yeah.
They're tough to beat. 10 wins, tough to come by.
I can talk about stats all day here.
I think
motivation is the biggest thing.
That's it.
I'm taking Louisiana Tech
plus
6.
Stats don't matter in this game because the teams Miami played and the teams Louisiana Tech played, for the most part, aren't close to the same. So none of their numbers matter.
Yeah.
Who wants to be here? Who's well coached?
Yeah, I'm taking Louisiana Tech plus 6. I'm going under the 50 here.
I'm doing the exact same. I'm going to have money line on Louisiana Tech.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you this, for those that care, if you're betting dogs in the bowl season,
just take the money.
Take the money line.
Yeah.
Like, that's the smartest way to go about it.
You're looking this up. It doesn't matter. Keep going.
What are we looking for?
I was
going
to look up the money line, but it's making me re-log in.
So. Well, we got a couple of seconds here, so you can go on and pull that up, because I did not have that listed here.
We never do, but that's fine.
Yeah. That's,
I was just curious.
Maybe I should add that.
No.
It's so more data entry.
You already do so much shit. Yeah, you get... Oh, God, it's not even that much. Vegas does not want you to play the money line. It is plus 185.
It's close to plus 200.
It's close to
almost doubling your money. So
you basically have, you're laying a touchdown, but we believe that's a team that they think the dogs gonna win.
Yeah, that's 100% what that is. All right, let's move on. We've got 2 more in bowl preview number 2.
Doesn't matter if we've changed over. another team minus six. The money line is plus 230.
Who is that?
Same. That's Kent State.
Who is it? They don't have nearly as much faith in.
That's the same line.
Yeah.
Money line, a lot different.
Way different. Way different. You're talking plus 45.
Yep.
I mean, that's crazy.
So
that is crazy.
Move on.
Thursday, December 26th, night game in Detroit, Michigan. You got the Quick Lane Bowl. And this might be a tough game to watch.
Yeah, they're...
Pittsburgh with Pat Narduzzi. Now, Eastern Michigan, Chris Creighton. You know how much I love Chris Creighton. I believe he does not get the accolades he deserves. He does not get the credit he deserves for the turnaround that he has done at Eastern Michigan. I mean, he's got him in a bowl game again.
That's right.
Like Eastern Michigan should basically never be in a bowl game. The line is Pitt minus 11. It opened at minus 12. The total opened at 50. It is now at 49. Look, Eastern Michigan, 7-2 in their last nine as 10-plus point dogs. They are a covering machine as a double-digit underdog. I mean, just have been for a long time now. Pitt scored a total of 19 points in their last two games.
Is there any chance that Narduzzi turns into the Pat Narduzzi that he was for like a three-game stretch where they were just this crazy wide-open spread offense?
The issue there is I think they've got some guys hurt. Like, they got some wide receivers hurt and whatnot.
This is the most strange season I've ever seen one team play. They were offensively boring, which is what we expected to start the season.
And then they weren't.
And then they weren't. And it wasn't just they weren't. They found a way to score like 35, 40 points a game.
Yeah.
And then they went back to, we're fine with 12.
Well, so Mark Whipple like is the offensive 17, coordinator.
We're ecstatic.
Yeah, Mark Whipple is the offensive coordinator, and he found a way to make Kenny Pickett a serviceable quarterback. And that was interesting. And it was more than serviceable.
For a minute.
For a minute. And then if you look at their total stats on the season, it just for the entire season, they are number 109 in yards per play, 5.04.
That's not good.
They are 20.1 points per game, which is number 115 in the country.
That's bad.
But if you look at their defense, I mean, what they give up, number 6 in the country, 4.4 yards per play.
Pitt's always been is a boring, slow, slug-it-out team. If we score 17, we beat you by 10. You know? Like,
yeah. What everybody knows about this team.
And at some point in time, they scored 30-something a couple of games.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right.
How the hell did that happen?
They opened the playbook.
Why'd they close it?
Well, I think that teams figured out, oh, you've only got like four plays.
Okay. You're just really good at these four plays.
You're really
plays,
good at these
and
four
nobody
plays.
Nobody expects you to call these four plays.
Well, everybody remembers like UCF.
The UCF right? plays.
And UCF kind of beat themselves. They turnovers and whatnot.
Yeah, but
in
at
that,
the end of the game, they turned into Boise State. They were running trick plays.
It was fun.
I would have bet my life I would have never. I would 130 teams in college football, 129 of them I could have predicted that from them before I would have got to Pitt.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you.
Shocked the hell out of me. And then went back to Pitt football.
Yeah. Like, this is
no
a game.
No chance we get the crazy, it's a bowl game, it doesn't matter, let's have fun.
I don't think that's Pat Narduzzi style. I mean, do you think that?
No, but I didn't think it would happen in the middle of the year either, and it did. If there's at any point in time you're trying to like win some recruits over and show them what you got for next year, hey, we might run this for a little bit. You want to come play here? It could be fun.
I mean, if they were going to do it, Eastern Michigan's defense is one that...
The team that you do it against.
They have given up, you know, a lot of points this year. They're number 85 in the country in defensive points per game. They give up 30.3.
This is one of those games that I think if they're not afraid, Pitt can beat them by 20. And look fun doing it.
I don't think they're going to.
But that's not their style.
No. No, I'm getting 11 points here. I'm taking Eastern Michigan plus the 11. You can go on and make that 8-2 in their last 10 as a double-digit dog. I'm going to go under the 49. I don't see either one of these teams. I think that's the right play.
I want to be wrong. I want to see Pitt break open the playbook. This game doesn't matter. So break open the playbook, put some points up, break the cover, and bust the over. But I'm with you. I wouldn't bet that.
And so you're betting the under 49.
I'm betting the dog and I'm betting the under. I don't want to see it, though, because it's boring. I wish I could get this game at the early game because I have to work that day, and then give me the La Tech Miami game at night. That's what I wish I had, because I don't want to watch this.
Well, I mean,
I'm gonna watch it.
You do get the La Tech game at 3 p.m., so like you'll be able to watch the end of it. But
not always, but that's fine.
I mean, yeah, you got a valid point there. All right, we got one more. We got one more for this one, and this will kick us off on that Friday. And there's several games on that Friday.
That's right.
Friday, December 27th, the Military Bowl presented by Northrop Grumman. And I hope I said that right.
Okay.
I think that's right. But you got Mac Brown against Rod Carey, North Carolina against Temple. Look, North Carolina, I'll go on and this will give you an idea of which way I'm going here. Actually, I'm pretty sure it'll just completely give it away. North Carolina has scored touchdowns on only 26 of 48 red zone trips. Temple has allowed only 23 touchdowns on 43 red zone drives against them. North Carolina's red zone inefficiency is going to cost them in this ballgame.
I agree. And we agree.
Rod Carey is 0-6 in bowl games. That was all at Northern Illinois. But I think everybody in the free world that pays attention to this, if you're gambling on bowl games, you understand that MAC teams, for whatever reason, cannot win bowl games. He ain't at a MAC school anymore.
Nope.
Temple is 4-0 against the spread their last four games of the season. They started clicking. And that defense came right back around. The under hit three times in the last four games for Temple. Look, North Carolina looked pretty good for a majority of the year, but they still have a freshman quarterback that can get flustered when you put pressure on him, and Temple will do that.
He's going to put pressure on him, and he's going to turn the ball over.
They are going to disguise coverages.
Temple will win the turnover battle.
Yeah.
In this game.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. Now, they haven't done that all season.
They're going to this week.
But they're going to in this one. Temple, 14-1 against the spread their last 15 as an underdog of a touchdown or less. Okay. I love Temple plus 4.5 here. I'm going under the 53. I think this is a close ball game.
It's a typical Temple football, right?
Yeah.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
Agree on both accounts.
I like it. I like it. So, Mac Brown, it's going to be fun watching him coach a bowl game again. In Annapolis, Maryland.
Sure.
I bet it's going to be cold. What do you bet?
I bet it's Temple football.
Probably so. Probably so. All right, that is going to wrap up bowl preview number 2. Of course, go to winningcureseverything.com. Check out our picks, previews, podcasts, videos, social media platforms. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Go to tunicatravel.com. Make sure you check out all the stuff that Tunica, Mississippi has to offer. They are the South's premier sports gambling destination. And make sure you check out Smack Apparel, smackapparel.com. Use promo code WIN, that's W-I-N. You'll get 20% off your order, regardless of how big it is. And if you order more than $40 worth of stuff, they're going to ship it to you for free. So, again, winningcureseverything.com. This is bowl preview number 2. We will see you again next time.
Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.